Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and welcome to Wednesday, June 6th, 2012.
Episode 8.04, I don't know what to call this show.
That's what show it is, and that's what it will be called and forever known as.
That's right. That is going to be in the show notes, by the way.
Yes.
It's going to be what to call this show.
Well, we've been away. It's been a long time since we rock and rolled.
Yes.
And you know what, though? We've been doing our mandatory, did I say mandatory?
Yes.
Our charitable work that we'd like to do in the community. It's not that the judge made us do this.
It's not mandatory. The judge just didn't make us do anything. And to my good buddy Dave Brannon, if you're listening, buddy, congratulations on the film. The review in the LA Times was excellent, and I actually managed to see it. And wow, it's good stuff, Jeff.
There you go. We've got a plethora of NFL news, obviously, to catch
plethora.
You up on.
Plethora. Jeffrey loves to say that word.
It's a good word. You should use it if you can. We've got Chargers OTA update.
And
live.
We've got a few good old boys. Not just one.
Yeah, they come in
not
pairs.
Not just two.
They travel in packs.
But three good old boys.
We've got that. We've got...
Jeffrey will enlighten us on the San Diego Chargers OTAs.
I already said that. You weren't listening.
Okay.
You were thinking of your funny joke with
the
good old boys coming in packs.
And,
which was funny, by the way.
And the Seattle Seahawks are in a little bit of a trouble.
And they may not be the only ones.
They may not be. We got lots to talk about.
We do.
Let's do it. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Now, first things first, a little housekeeping here, episode 8.04. It is. Well, there's construction going on in the Rave Cave. And by the way, on that note, if you hear hammering...
We're making it more homey.
Yes.
I mean, the Rave Cave has been barren.
It's that we're adding a green room. Because we might have guests this year.
We could.
And when we have guests,
we
need a green room.
We can't have just sitting there
right.
on a rock.
On the floor.
Well, no, they got the rock or the floor. And
true.
The floor, we generally, we clear out the big pieces of rock.
Yes.
So the floor, it's dirt.
So we're adding a green room.
It's actually.
Much like if you
Steven,
don't know what we're talking about.
Steven.
Yes.
I'm still pulling for the purple couch from Guitar Center. For the green room, what do you think?
I don't know.
Everything goes with dirt.
Did you notice the love sack?
No, I didn't notice the love sack.
We have the. I'll show it to you. It's the big brown love sack, courtesy of Matt Benson.
You know, I honestly had a dream. Maybe it wasn't
about
a dream.
About a love sack?
No. Of you driving a car. And it had to be a dream because you were like holding on to this gigantic beanbag chair with your arm.
That was me.
Was that real, though?
That was not real. That was a dream because it actually fit in the back of the Murano.
Okay, but this is... Maybe you must have mentioned it, and then it worked its way into a dream.
I guess.
This won't fit going to my house. I was trying to deliver a light to Steven's house. Oh, no, I can't fit because I have this giant beanbag chair in the back of the Murano. You must have said that because I got this dream of you with one arm outside the driver's window holding a beanbag chair on top of your car.
No, that is not it. But as far as guests are concerned, if you have not seen the latest 5-Minute Football Fix with Pac-37, check it out. It's on the homepage of NFLRNR.com. The kids, future NFL stars. That was a great show.
It was, and it fortunately got us off the hook with the state of California. Which is nice.
You keep wanting to insinuate and imply
wrongdoing
that we have been doing wrong.
Just a good old boy.
Well, I guess let's get
never
there.
Never meaning no harm.
Let's just get right
are.
To that.
It beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
That's us.
We're going to start.
Oh, we're not starting personal?
No.
Steven, okay.
What did you do? Is there something that you're trying to tell me, Jeff?
I
have not been in trouble with the law since 1974, okay?
And now you spent a nice night in jail since then.
What?
Since 74?
Yeah.
It wasn't your
fault. A night in jail?
It was a case of mistaken identity.
What?
I don't even. How is it that I don't even have Emma's what on my sound card?
That, I don't know.
Someone's what? Getting fired. Yeah. What are you talking about?
An incident.
Since you've known me, have I ever been in jail?
I've known you. I have not. There was a period between 74 when we met that was rather lengthy.
We did not meet in 74.
That's my point. It's been a long time. I like to insinuate that we have a checkered past. I think it's amusing.
You do like to insinuate. I don't. Fun. That is not
Steven,
amusing to me.
If you grow up.
I don't
as
want a
I
checkered
did,
past.
If you grow up as I did. In at Mission Hills Baptist Church, and you never strayed very far from there. And the most naughty thing you ever did was drive SUV or ATVs in a giant game of capture the flag through some private property and maybe go ice blocking on a country club lawn. If that's like the worst thing you've ever done in your life, it's fun to insinuate that you have a checkered past. What have you done that's so bad? I don't know of anything you've done so bad.
I have not had a checkered
this
past.
This is my point. So we need an edge on us.
I see.
So that people think
I've got
so that people think we're dangerous.
I've got street cred enough that I don't need to insinuate.
People need to think we're dangerous.
Why do people need to think that?
Look at me.
Exactly. Well, people just look at you and they assume you're dangerous.
That's right.
You know, they're like, hide the kids!
A
big giant man's coming!
Get a knife, I can cut you!
I don't know why you want to insinuate that, but look, we're going to start with, I said 3-4 good old boys.
Do I hear 5-5-5?
You know what? It deserves the song again.
Just a good old boy. And never meaning no harm.
I think these guys meant a little harm.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
We're going to start with the big name rookie wide receiver Justin Blackmon.
Yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars move up several spots in the NFL draft to get their man, the hometown guy. Sure, he's got a DUI in his past, but you know what?
He's changed.
Of course he's changed. You know what? I actually read his comments after his arrest in 2010, and he's like, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy.
Well, apparently he is. That's Justin Blackmon.
I am that guy.
Arrested for aggravated DUI. Not just for DUI.
Now, I assume that aggravated meant that he had
DUI.
To punch somebody.
No, aggravated DUI means that his blood alcohol content level was greater than 0.15. Now, the legal limit is 0.08.
Yeah, so if you double it,
boy,
they call that aggravated.
Well, he tripled it, Jeff. His blood alcohol content level was 0.24. He gets an applause for that?
Well, for being that dumb. Steve, so I've gone and investigated. As those who have listened to the show for a long time know, I've gone to painstaking lengths to try and investigate blood alcohol content.
Yes, you even bought a breathalyzer.
And I bought a breathalyzer with my own money, spent like $80 on it, and
yes.
It was fascinating to learn what exactly in California the legal drinking limit is 0.07.
I must say, I'm very happy the company did not reimburse you for that, by the way.
No, the company in no way reimbursed me. It was for my own personal education and enlightenment.
Yes.
And
were you enlightened?
Dude, I was so enlightened by this.
Okay.
So I've tested myself and done some drinking and driving and stuff like that. Never anywhere near the legal limit because I frankly am not comfortable driving when my blood alcohol, what the C isn't content. It stands for something else. I don't remember what it stands for. It's like consistency or something like that. But anyways, when it's above 0.04, Steven.
You're back.
Yeah, you're back, yes. Basically. Blood alcohol, whatever that
when you're above 0.04, you start to see things, don't you?
Yes, I hallucinate and see aliens. See, you want to have a fantasy world that's our backstory, and I want to have a criminal one where we're dangerous.
I don't want to be known
as
a
dangerous
guy.
Ray Bradbury passed today. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Speaking of fantasy life.
And just a couple days ago, Richard Dawson passed away.
Yeah, but slight difference in cultural impact.
Dude, Running Man!
Survey says!
I mean, I say that now. And Elena, to this day, has no idea why I say that. But she'll ask me a question, and instead of just saying no.
Really, Ray Bradbury?
I'll say, survey says... And
Hogan's
she'll be like,
Heroes, the London Theater, and kissing 20,000 women in his life.
Okay.
Saying that, survey says.
I'm a little more impressed with Richard Dawson.
I'm befuddled here.
I would
Steven.
Say, well, Jeffrey,
how many of his 20,000
Hold on, 20,000 women. Richard Dawson did that in 3 weeks of hosting the Family Feud.
Yeah, and most of them were butt ugly.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Saying, which does lend to his character.
Yes,
that
yes.
he would not say, "I'm sorry."
He doesn't just
you're
kiss
too
the
dang
hot
ugly.
Ones.
Yes,
he kisses them all.
They're all lovely ladies, as far
which,
as he's concerned.
Which, by the way, is kind of like Casanova. Did you know people believe that Casanova just went for hot women? He went for women. Period. He made every woman feel like. Like they were special in their own way. You are horrible. I shouldn't have said that.
It's a Modern Family from this
Can
week.
Can we get back to Jacksonville
fault.
Jaguars?
No, not Look, until you tell me how many of Ray Bradbury's books you've read.
I don't know. One.
Okay. So hardly an expert on this. What, Martian Chronicles? What'd you read? Fahrenheit 451? What'd you read? Did you even read any of his books?
I don't know.
Okay, but these are his big ones, okay? I've read his minor writings, his short stories. Yeah. I've read some of his just fiction that he wrote late in life. And the guy is a complete whack job. However, just a wonderful writer for my generation and a man whom I owe a lot of getting me involved in science fiction. And, yeah, and keep me on the straight
and narrow.
I think
it might have been Fahrenheit
451, yeah. Now, that's mandatory reading in high school for everybody here in America. But Martian Chronicles, truly a great, great read. As
oh,
is
I
so
know
many
which one
books.
It was. Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Something Wicked. A scary as heck book. Yes.
And you know me and my imagination.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
You're like, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They traded up. Remember, this is the team that in the third round with the 70th pick overall, 7-0, by the way, they took a punter. Okay? So they're not very smart. So let's not say, okay, we moved up to get Justin Blackmon. That was probably the smartest thing they did because they need a wide receiver. Okay?
So Shad Khan. His opening salvos as owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars have not been Steven approved.
No, they're
been,
draft.
Have they been anyone approved? I'm wondering. Anyone? Bueller?
But Jeff,
Bueller?
Outside of the Blackmon move, the whole rest of their draft was.
Well, and how's the Blackmon move looking now in retrospect? A guy 18 months away from another DUI.
Dude's getting suspended big time.
He's getting suspended huge. He's going to. I would be shocked if, honestly. So, I was explaining drunkenness and how drunk this is.
Yes.
And so, what I was pleased to find out is Australia's blood alcohol level is 0.04.
Wow.
And that's right where I think it should be because you are just slightly impaired. The room can move a little bit when you didn't expect it. And to me, driving seems like a bad idea. If you need a little bit of help walking across the room just to steady yourself a tad with a chair, you just innocuously touch a chair to make sure you don't fall down.
Right.
You probably shouldn't be drinking. That's 0.04.
I see.
So 0.07 is,
you know,
you've got a pretty good buzz
how
on.
High I've been in my life?
Well, never.
0.0001.
Yeah. A couple shots of tequila here.
One
there.
Shot.
And over a course of hours. And he's been eating food and he's steaming.
Yeah, I don't think
which
I've
means
ever.
He's not a smallish man, which means that you cannot.
I will go on the record. I can actually say
you've never
I have
been drunk.
Never been trashed.
No, you haven't.
Ever.
Well,
ever.
I mean, the night that. What's funny? How do you explain us needing help getting in a cab? Just pure exhaustion? Last
year? No, that wasn't when Derek helped us.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, I remembered your name, buddy.
Derek
how about that?
Hanlon?
Yes. Good pull.
So now anyways, what do you think of me, Hanlon?
Derek helped because we couldn't find a taxi.
It was
we went
2
walking
o'clock
to Piccadilly
morning.
Square.
Circus. Yeah.
And there was no taxi. I mean, they were just passing us like we were nothing because they had.
Well, Steven still doesn't understand the cab etiquette thing of when the light's on, this light means this.
Don't get me started about cabs in New York, all right?
If
it's
on,
it's either you're going to pick me up
or
you're not going to pick me up.
Or I'm off duty.
Why do you turn on a light if you're off duty? To me, that means I'm not working. If you turn on a light, that means, you know what? I'm home. Come in and ring the doorbell. If the light's off, you better not ring my doorbell because I'm going to kick your butt. That's what it should mean.
You know, Mayor Bloomberg will get to that as soon as he brings back the 12-ounce soda.
And legalizing marijuana?
He doesn't want to legalize.
He does.
Okay. Oh, that's right. So he doesn't want fat kids. He wants high kids. You know what happens to high kids? They get the munchies.
And they start eating stuff.
They start eating stuff. Mayor Bloomberg, pull your head out. Okay.
The whole bring back 12-ounce cans are available. Okay. They're there. Trust me. Look in my refrigerator. You know what it's full with? 12-ounce can.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? One's not enough. You drink two of them, it's the 24 ounces anyways.
Yeah, but tomorrow as long as we just don't have that. You know, I just love, so who does The Daily Show? Jon Stewart.
Yes.
Jon Stewart was basically crying out, Mayor Bloomberg, why are you making me look like a Republican here? It's like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he pretends to be crying. Why are you making me agree with Fox News here? Dude, you're killing me. That's dumb an idea it is.
That's pretty crazy.
I just think about the cup manufacturer, Steven.
Yeah.
You're putting people out of work. Do you even think about what you're doing in trying to prevent childhood obesity?
Here's the thing. How about we just all have some accountability? Look,
I am
overweight.
I like the NFL 60 program. Play 60.
Finally, he's like, you know what? I need some accountability. I'm not going to lose weight by just sitting on my couch watching TV.
I tried that. I tried that for a decade.
I've tried that for 8 years. It has not worked.
It doesn't work.
And it's not like I'm putting on a whole bunch of pounds. I'm just not losing any.
It creeps up on you, too. As you get older, it just creeps.
And basically, this week, you know how I hate those pictures with words on them on Facebook, those memes or whatever they're called. I don't know.
You can't hate meme.
I finally saw one that motivated me to get off my butt.
Okay.
You didn't put it all on in one day.
There you go.
So don't expect to take it all off in one day.
So I had a friend of mine say to me the other day, I've gone to the gym 3 days in a row. I weigh more. I'm done.
Well, that's... Because that you gain a little bit of weight.
Well, first
you
of all, you need to understand
it.
That muscle weighs more than fat. So if you're actually succeeding, not that anything would happen in three days.
If you want to lose weight,
slow and steady, baby.
Don't start lifting weights.
Don't start bulking up.
Yes. Yeah, that's not what you want to do. You want it to get a nice cardio
anyways, baby.
So
Chrissy and I. Why is Chrissy in
board.
New Orleans?
She.
Did she take another movie gig?
I can't say it out loud.
No, you can't, but did she go back to work?
I can't say.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. Let's just say she's having a good time at a place of Mardi
Gras. Good. She's having fun.
Yes, she
is. Okay, she's having fun because she was going
to
break my heart.
Remind me when we get off
to fill in the
details. And then I'll fill the
details. That's fine. I just didn't want to break my heart.
But she's working with me. So here's the deal. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going around the Rose Bowl, and Tuesday, Thursday, we're doing yoga.
Yeah.
And so Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I go around the Rose Bowl and I get all tired and sore. And then Tuesday, Thursday, she uses yoga to release the stress.
She's ridiculously
and the
good.
Tension.
I did yoga with her and it was like one of the greatest.
Yeah, she meant to call you and ask, how did you feel the next day?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been trying to get back to that place.
Well, we were supposed to start this week. Although I'm still doing my Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing.
Yeah, there's no one to put you back together.
Yeah, on Tuesday, Thursday, she's in New Orleans.
Thanks, Chrissy.
But she did text me, and she was very apologetic. But anyways.
Okay, so this is to – we're going to round this up here.
Yes, round up the Jacksonville Jaguars. Justin Blackmon. What's going to happen?
2.3 or 4?
4. 2.4.
2.4. That is so drunk. I've never been able to – think of administering a blood alcohol test to myself
at 0.08.
The most I've seen is 0.09.
So you have been above the legal limit.
Oh yeah, many times. Yes, not driving.
Didi drove, right? You didn't drive.
Oh, I don't even go out if I'm that high.
So at home, you can get
playing cards
and
with the guys.
And if you're at home, get toasted. Yes, I know you do get toasted when we play cards,
and I win.
You did it this
Never
one
let
night.
A drunk man take your money. You just a little important safety tip, kids.
You did it this one night.
No, I didn't. Yeah. But the first time where I got most hammered, that my mother-in-law reminded me of, thanks. I did win money that night, which was pretty dang funny. I know enough to know if I have cards. That's 0.24 is, I mean, honestly, Steven, you're bordering on flammable.
All right.
I mean, if somebody lights a cigarette near you, you may just spontaneously combust.
Here are the top three excuses I've heard for Justin Blackmon.
He's making an appearance at a press conference
not
today.
Getting suspended.
Oh, that, what? Someone saying that?
He's young. He's just 24. He's a kid. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, so we should encourage this behavior by having no consequences. Okay. Clearly, these are people without kids.
To the people who are saying that, you're stupid.
These are people without kids or whose kids are already in prison.
Legally, you become a man at 18, okay? And at 21, you definitely better be man.
Yeah.
At 24?
Yeah.
You do this not once but twice?
At 24, you can start buying beer for young kids.
Stupid. Two. Well, he doesn't have a contract with the team yet, so he can't be suspended.
The commissioner can't touch him because he's... No.
Survey says...
Thank you, Richard Dawson.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
I love this. I'll buy that for a dollar. Running Man. Do you remember Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Running Man. I've been making the case that Running Man is Hunger Games.
Wow.
See, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it.
Interesting take.
And then there is a website. There's a website that says Hunger Games versus Running Man. Where they actually broke it because they noticed the similarities. Yeah, I knew I couldn't be the first person to see similarities.
You want
to
go see it? We're going.
I haven't seen the movie. It's only at the crappy $2
theater. We're going
to
the $2 theater tomorrow after school.
It scares me. Can I come?
Yes, you can come and you won't be scared.
We saw Team America there.
Yes,
that was the last time I've been there.
That's probably the last time I've been there. Oh, my God. Jordan and I went to go see a movie there, and we got there, and it was so freaking sold out and packed and creepy, we left, and we went to the ArcLight instead to watch
something going from the ArcLight to the Regency in Pasadena is much like going from a 72 Volvo to a Rolls Royce. You don't want to make that journey.
You do not want to make that journey. So anyways, so there you go. For everybody defending, just he's getting suspended.
He's getting his butt handed to him so hard. He is going to be going into a inpatient program, if you ask me.
I'm going to be, and commish don't play. So this could be 6 games.
Can I piss people off?
Go for it.
I love Roger Goodell. I think the world of Roger Goodell.
Do you love him or
no.
do you love
No,
him?
I love him. I respect that bejesus out of him. And I don't. I think the number of missteps he's made versus the amount of good he's done for this game is about 20 to 1. So people who want to boo him every time they see him, screw you.
Wow, Jeff is...
I really want to... I will defend him forever.
There might have been some people who listening right now who booed him.
Yeah, I want you to explain to me exactly what he's... He acts like a totalitarian dictator. He's managing 32 billionaires and all the players that go with that. That is not an easy job, and he's done it pretty ridiculously, and he's trying to keep that shield and that multi-billion dollar empire safe as possible. And when you got a clown like Justin Blackmon going and pulling this crap, it's not going to fly. And he will be made an example of. As we have the rookie symposium coming up in the next 2 weeks, Didi says, they should have had this like right after the draft.
Yeah,
I said, yeah, they should have probably, but it's scheduled for a couple weeks from now. All I see for the rookie symposium is a giant, fathead of Justin Blackmon, and you put that up on a wall, and you point to it, and you go to the room of rookies. Questions? Anyone?
I still think that's mean, but
anyone?
It's funny. It's funny,
effective.
But mean.
It's effective. Don't be that guy.
But there's a lot more.
He's got an illness. This cat's got a major.
No, I understand that, but the rookie symposium, it's a lot more about just don't get in
it's
trouble.
It's managing your finances. Yes, yes. It's making sure that
sure you don't have the
part of this is his peeps. This is his
sure
peeps.
That,
his first DUI was his peeps that he grew up with. And where was he arrested? Around the same place, the college bars that he was hanging out with. What says you, Mr. Miranda?
Well, what says me is, look, he was obviously the .24 is outrageous, but apparently he was belligerent. He was aggressive.
He could have fueled a car. Ethanol, baby.
That too. So it's just kind of bad how he acted, and for this to happen again.
And he was belligerent when he got arrested. He pleads not guilty, but that's on the lawyer, so I'm not going to put that on him. That's what your lawyer tells you to do.
You're .24? I don't know how you say that was wrong.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Speech was slurred.
Your speech has to be slurred when you are above .1. You cannot speak without slurring your speech. It's a given.
Justin, if you're listening, give me a call. I will be your personal driver, dog. Yeah. I will take you to the party so you can get to 0.24. You can get to 0.5, okay?
Well, you go into a coma at that point,
I will have
die.
To pick you up and take
you. No, you die. You can actually die of alcohol poisoning. Yeah, that happens 0.5? Around, just for perspective, around 0.3.
Wow.
Okay, so that's how screwed up you are.
Pretty close.
Somebody Pretty close. Was an accessory and helped you find your car, started your car for you.
I don't know. I think trust me, with experience, you can find your own car.
Now, Steven has a great deal of experience severe drinking, but not personally.
No. So you can find your car. You can drive. 0.24. You can get to where you need to go.
You haven't had a breathalyzer around these things.
No, but trust me, dog. It's pretty far gone.
The most drunk I've ever been is probably about maybe 0.17, maybe. And honestly, Steven, you were with me that night. You're feeding me steak and then water to try and get me to sober up and stuff. And I could walk. Could I really find my car? Could I remember that I was trying to find my car?
That's the thing, though. It's all autopilot. If I wasn't there...
So if you do it enough, you get good at it?
Is probably.
Yeah, we don't know that. We're not that level of alcoholics here.
But I'm just saying, had I not been there that night for you...
Yeah. I wouldn't have left.
You would have probably been autopilot enough.
I wouldn't have kept drinking,
enough,
but I would have stopped drinking so that I sobered up a little.
And you would have been autopilot enough to go get a cab and say, I'm at the wherever I'm staying.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have known where I was staying.
Oh, there you go.
Because now we stay at the same place every year, but back then we didn't.
We didn't.
You know, Steven, so I thought about this. My son graduated high school this year. Mm-hmm. This year, a week ago. And... So
does it make you cry?
No, not right now.
Do you want a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Okay. Just because I'm getting a little hungry.
I'm a little hungry, too.
So Jordan was 10 when we began doing this.
No.
That's how long we've been at this.
No.
Yes. It will be 8 years in October. He is 17.
Wow.
And he just finished high school last weekend.
He turns 18 in September.
So he was 10 when we started doing this. He's a high school graduate. He's a few weeks away from leaving for college. That's how long we've been at this, baby.
I guess that's right. Elena was 3.
There you go. And now your daughter's in middle school.
Yes.
Do the math. We've been at this grind for a while. And to those who have been there with us, thank you for joining us on this ride.
Yes, it has been great. Let's get to some more good old boys, shall we?
Just a good old boy.
Yeah.
It never meaning no harm. It beats all you never saw, been in trouble.
Does it beat all you ever or never saw?
I don't know. Never saw, I think. Jeffrey, this one is sticking with the DUI.
Good.
But this is also adding eluding police.
Ah, evading arrest. Okay,
yes,
that's cool.
Detroit Lions Nick Fairley. Arrested in Mobile, Alabama.
You know, if you're going to be drinking, should be in Alabama.
He was driving under the influence, and he attempted to elude police.
Now, impaired judgment is one of the effects of alcohol consumption. Anybody who thinks you're outrunning cops, unless you're Wonder Woman with an invisible plane, I don't know what you're thinking. Do you have a cloaking device?
He was written tickets for reckless driving. No proof of insurance.
You know having what? I'll let him
open,
skate on that one.
Having
as far
an open
as suspension,
container
I'm not going to add that to a suspension, the no insurance proof.
Having an open container of alcohol in his vehicle.
Why don't dude, you throw it out the window? When you see the lights, it goes out the window.
Especially if you're eluding police.
Yeah, it goes out the window. You got time. Toss it out the window. As I've learned, you know, handguns, you just toss them from the window. Go back and get them later.
Yeah.
Note any signs, go back and get them later when you're running from the cops. You know why, Steve?
Why?
Because I'm dangerous.
You are dangerous. Back on April 3rd, Fairley was arrested for possession of marijuana. So.
Yeah.
If Blackman's getting suspended.
Judge Bloomberg's, did he have a 16-ounce soda? That's all I want to know.
Fairly, I don't know. This was the Lions' first.
Did he have a 16-ounce Pepsi on him?
He did.
So Mayor Bloomberg says you're cool because it's just some weed.
But the thing is, he's a big boy.
Yes, he is. Nick Fairley is not so. You know, if you had to tase him, could you imagine how many people would? It would take like a whole battalion of cops to tase you simultaneously.
He was the Lions' 2011 first round pick.
No, and he's a terrific player. Don't get me wrong. The guy is a beast.
Sticking with the whole DUI, except this one we're changing it to DWI. Vikings fullback Jerome Felton arrested Saturday morning, and he refused a chemical test at the scene.
Yes.
So he was taken into custody, and his bond was set at $12,000. What's the difference between a DUI and a DWI? Is it just what state you're in?
And not state of mind, the state that you're in. The municipality.
Driving under the influence.
Driving while intoxicated.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do I know so much about this?
You've researched it.
I'm dangerous.
You are dangerous.
You really don't get it, Steven.
And our final good old boy, which is...
For everybody who said it to their iPod, the Jeff Sadrus, good for you.
This is a good old boy for a former player, but it's still news. Cincinnati Bengal linebacker Nate Webster yesterday was sentenced to 12 years in prison, Jeffrey, for having sex with an underage girl.
But to quote, however, one of my favorite athlete arrests for underage involvement with the opposite gender, she said she was 15, in all fairness.
And this kid was actually 15. So there you go.
This was a player, baseball player from the Dominican Republic.
No, I remember.
She said she was 15. Yeah, dude, you're still busted.
Yeah.
Even at 15, that's
wrong.
That's not cool.
So there you are. Also in the DUI department, because this happened after. The last show we did was May 3rd. Did you know that?
I think we have a lot of listeners going, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, guys. So anyways, so on May 9th, Darius Hayward Bay of the Oakland Raiders was also charged with a DUI. So a lot of good old boys since we've last done a show.
See who I saw yesterday.
Who did
and
you
And tell
see?
Me if you can identify the man.
Head coach of the Rams,
yes.
Robinson.
John Robinson,
John
that's
Robinson,
right.
John Robinson, yes.
I said a nice hey to John Robinson yesterday.
What was Robinson doing with
he
the Chargers?
He and Norv Turner are buddies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, John Robinson, long retired, longtime coach of the Rams, and was there at Chargers practice yesterday down in beautiful
that's
San Diego.
That's just too many. I mean, when half of our show, and we have been doing this for 30 minutes, haven't we?
I don't know. What I thought you were keeping track.
You're the time man.
I thought you were keeping track.
Mr. Time Man.
No, we're at
32
minutes.
Okay, so when half of our show is good old boys.
Well, and banter.
Okay, a little bit of banter. It wasn't that much banter. Except you with
alcohol.
You got to love Frank Bradbury. Come on. I always think Bradbury eggs. Thank you, Easter Bunny. Bok, bok. All right, there you go. That's I don't know. What? 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 Anyways, I'd also like to throw, before we move on, a shout out to Charlie Miller, who jumped out of plane, Jeffrey.
Chaz?
Chaz jumped out of plane.
That girl's out of control.
I sponsored her. She was as a donate thing.
She didn't ask me to.
I think she might have. Maybe you might have forgot. No, you didn't remember?
Although there's mail in my mailbox I haven't gone and gotten yet.
There you go.
I got my keys.
So anyways... it's all for a good cause. The money is going to a good cause, and she jumped out of pain, and now she is going to shave her head.
Chaz, you're beautiful.
She is. But
stop it.
She's gonna shave.
You may not end up looking exactly like
who? Sinead O'Connor?
No. Oh God, no.
I love Sinead O'Connor with the bald head.
No, I'm thinking.
I don't know very many bald women.
Come on, she did
Grace Jones?
No, God, no.
Okay, well, who?
The one-arm push-ups. And
the one-arm push-ups.
Girl, come on. How many girls do you know that do
Sarah
one-arm?
Connor? From Terminator?
What?
I don't know where you're going.
No, come on. Was married to...
Forget it, man. No, you had your chance.
She had an enhancement.
Putting your arms there's not going to help me any.
She had enhancement.
Pamela Anderson?
Demi Moore.
Oh, Demi Moore. Yeah.
Demi Moore looked...
She was actually creepy with the bald head.
This is all to say, Chaz, be careful, okay? We think you're beautiful, so be careful.
She's going to have to shave it. She's already committed.
Why?
Because she is.
She has to?
Oh, this just is. She got breaking news. Give it to me.
I'm not even at my iPad, but I'll get it to you. Just chillax. I don't even have a page up.
But this is like right now happening.
Literally as we speak happening? Well, then it should finish before I nearly knocked over my iced tea.
Yeah, don't do that.
That'd be bad.
The New York Giants have just announced right now
they signed Ozzie Umenero to an extension.
No, they have extended the contract of head coach Tom Coughlin, giving him a 2-year contract extension, which means he will be head coach of the New York Giants through the 2014 season.
So the implication is, OC, we don't have to pay you because Coughlin's job is safe. For you New York Giants, it only seemed to start playing really hard once Coughlin's job is on the block.
Yeah.
Coughlin's safe, so now you can play well, which means you'll never be good again because his job won't be in jeopardy.
His contract was set to expire after the 2012 season. By giving him 2 more years, that means that he will be there for a while.
So for all you Giants that are worried about Tom Coughlin and knowing that your contract, you were playing for Tom, well, Tom's fine. You need to worry about your contract now.
All right, let's talk about those Seattle. That's big news.
No, but Seattle Seahawks is.
Seattle
Pete
Seahawks.
Carroll gets in trouble in the Pac-10, gets in trouble in the NFL.
The league has stripped the Seattle Seahawks
of two organized
team activities for rules violations. Basically, the NFL found that the Seahawks engaged in live contact and 11-on-11 drills, which are not allowed by the NFL during voluntary OTAs. And so there are two scheduled practices on June 6th and 7th, which is tomorrow and
today is the 6th.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Mondays as well.
And then their additional workout on Friday, June 8th. Players will not be permitted to be in the facility on.
So basically, out for the rest of the week. They get paid, but they're not allowed to show up at work.
Yes,
and it makes I think that OTAs today are going to be different around the league based on this.
Yes. Okay.
I'm not saying that I saw anything yesterday at an OTA that might have been similar.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all, but I suspect that things are going to be different today around the NFL.
Well, let me just read this from NFL spokesman. It says,
please.
OTA sessions are voluntary. However, players are not allowed to hit or line up 11-on-11.
Now, see, here's the thing is,
yes.
Steven, how good am I at counting things on the fly? Could there have been 10-on-10? Could there have been 12-on-12?
Probably.
Okay. So, I mean, that maybe it was 11-on-10. See, that's what I'm saying. So there's no evidence.
You don't know.
We don't know.
You took pictures?
Well, you know, here's what's interesting, and the league did go on to say this. Every single practice is videotaped.
Ah.
And in the event that someone complains, they will go back and look at the tape, and they will keep those tapes into the first month of the regular season.
Interesting. So you could blow the whistle if you wanted to.
If I was a good counter. But yes, there's a reason
we all know, people. Jeff doesn't count so good.
Well, blackjack dealers all know that about me. They count for me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I don't even know how you win money at blackjack. Jeff looks at his cards and then he looks at the dealer.
What I got. Look, if there's two aces involved,
you got 14.
And some threes and twos and stuff. What do I got?
You got 17, sir. I'll stick.
No, not if it's a soft 17. Never.
Not if it's a soft
Never.
17.
Not against. Well, it depends what the dealer's got, of course.
All right.
I think there's going to be ramifications for this. And again, Pete Carroll's defense was so weird and kind of lame. And I'm not calling Pete Carroll lame, but his defense was lame. It was just simply that our guys get excited, and it's a learning process, and we're going to obviously have to be more careful. But a lot of our guys get overzealous, and we're going to be an aggressive team, and yeah.
Interesting.
Because that's really your job, Pete, to make sure that, A, 11-on-11s don't happen. You call those drills. The drills go in 15-minute segments generally, correct, Steven, at practices?
Yes.
And then what happens after 15 minutes?
Wah!
Exactly.
A big
horn. They have a baby that cries after 15 minutes. It sounds like a horrible baby cry.
Sorry.
They have an air horn that goes off. Burp,
burp.
And everybody. Now we have Jurassic Park. Thank you. then everybody changes stations. And it's all scripted. The whole practice is scripted.
Yes.
Which leads me to my question of what would unorganized team activities look like?
Well,
these are organized.
Kind of like the Miami Dolphins.
Who. you bring up Chaz and the Dolphins in the same 10 minutes.
In the last 5 days, I've seen 4 articles about the Miami Dolphins, and they have all been about Lauren Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill's wife.
I don't even know this story.
Okay, she's like sexy, beautiful, supermodel
chick,
right?
I got to meet her? Steven?
Okay. What?
I read your lips.
Yes, you did. You can read lips. That's why I did it that way.
But I can't.
Anyways.
Count. But I am.
And she's done some photo shoots recently. And, you know,
anyway. I am.
You are what?
What am I?
Dangerous.
Thank you.
Anyways, so I'm like, wow, that must be a bad organization when the. You know what the lead story for Hard Knocks is going to be?
Oh, my God.
Lauren Tannehill.
Well, hey, sexy. You know, we had sexy Rexy with his wife and his foot fetish
yes,
and everything.
Yes,
foot fetish.
She created quite a buzz.
By what?
These pictures that you took with the football and the poses. And
I want to see
them. Well, go out to the web. They're out there. Anyways, this just in. Give me the bing, 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 bing.
Oh, really?
Bing, 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 bing. Fight! There's a fight at Saints OTA right now. Fight, fight. It's a rumble.
See, when Greg Williams is gone and the team does not have to direct their aggressions towards killing Brett Favre and opposing team's players that are injured, it's going to implode. It's like a nuclear blast.
This is according to Ian Rappaport from the
Rap Sheet. That's a very reliable source.
NFL reporter. He's there, and there's a major fracas, he says.
Fracas.
Yes, that's what he wrote. Fracas.
I don't know how they're going to get by without
Drew
Brees.
Okay, 6th article on the Dolphins. Cheerleaders cover. Call me maybe. Dolphins cheerleaders
Dolphins.
Cover Call Me Maybe. There's a song called Call Me Maybe.
Oh.
And they're singing that
Call
song, apparently.
Call Me Maybe?
Wow. You know, you hear about other teams, you know, Bears, they're talking about backup quarterback Jason Campbell, tight end, you know, Vernon Davis of the Niners. Arian Foster, Percy Harvin back on the field for the Vikings. ESPN took a poll, and the greatest division in America that everyone loves is, of course. Are those the actual cheerleaders singing?
I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, they're just mouthing it.
Who cares?
Wow, we should not be watching this. This is.
They're playing in the balls. There's a little girl there. What the heck are you guys doing in my little ball
that
play?
That is. Okay, I'm not watching anymore.
Okay.
Turn it off.
You're not watching anymore.
We gotta finish
this up. They're in a pool. This should inspire
you. I
wanna
talk about this poll. Bum. The poll by the NFC.
Oh my God.
ESPN. The poll.
The ESPN, like Sports Nation.
Yeah, Sports Nation
kind of thing. Not,
ESPN.
I've been watching too much of The Office. That's
surveyed 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And in this poll, it was what was their favorite division? And the NFC East, 22.2%.
Factors of three.
What's
favorite division?
Their
favorite. I like to divide by three.
Division in the NFL.
Oh,
was the NFC
East. NFC
East.
Everybody knows 22.2%.
The next closest.
Wait,
at 15%.
I gotta guess. NFC North.
The NFC North.
This is easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Okay, come what's on. Next?
Oh, really? Now it gets hard.
Give me the top three.
The first two are easy. I'm going to go, wow, this is really hard at this point.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a third place. But if there was, I would say the AFC East.
The AFC East at 11.6%.
So we go from 20 what?
22.2%.
NFC East.
To 15% to 11.6%.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And the rest of them truly, I mean.
Okay, who's dead last?
Who's DFL? Dead freaky last?
Yes.
I saw Jim Rome last night. You know, they run his program 35 times a day on the new CBS Sports Network.
That's all they have right now.
I know.
That's why we need to get in there.
What
Don't
makes
we
you
know
say that?
Anybody at CBS?
Oh, wait, we should do something?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good plan. The worst division as far as popularity in the National Football League would clearly be the NFC West.
No, you're
what?
Correct. Oh, they are second to the last.
Okay, then it's the AFC South.
AFC South is correct.
Do I know my popularities? Yes, I do.
You do. Jeffrey knows who's popular.
And the AFC South?
Popular. I want to be popular.
AFC South, what's the popularity?
5%.
See, I would challenge how many Americans could say, name me all the teams in the AFC South. Be like,
Indianapolis
Colts.
And then see, the other three teams are new to the cities.
Yeah.
They're new to the city. I mean, they've been in the cities, what, 5, 6 years, maybe 10 at the most?
Well, let's not forget that the Colts didn't actually come from Indianapolis either.
There you go.
So what you have is a made-up division.
Yes. Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, and the Houston.
He did not look over his shoulder at the helmets that are above his shoulder.
I did not.
But although we did
that. I could do all 32 teams blindfolded.
So can James, Steven. So what?
I bet you. If we brought James in today... And we said name him.
You think
him.
He would still fail?
He would fail.
He got it by the end of the year. He's not doing anything.
I got $20.
He's not doing anything.
We bring
anything.
Him
he
in the next time
awake.
We record a podcast. Don't tell him what we need him to come in for. And we get him
on the phone.
We put a microphone in his hand.
It's
and 10:30. We're like, James.
He should be up by now.
No, he's still sleeping.
James is an early riser. For a high school graduate, he's an early riser.
That's...
So the Dolphins. Now we've got a 5-minute football fix that we have to get done because I have basically done a little piece where I have there's an interview with an unusual man who wishes to buy the Miami Dolphins and bring them to LA.
You still want to do that?
Why do you think I recorded it, Steven? I spent a heck of a lot of time
because
writing this.
You like to?
You haven't even seen it
because you like to make yourself.
That's a darn good reason to do anything, is it not? Isn't that a good enough reason to do anything because it makes me laugh?
It is. Making you laugh is good.
So Steve and I are going to interview this individual, Bob Phosphoric, president of Phosphoric Industries, who is attempting to buy the Miami Dolphins and bring them to Los Angeles.
He's got a last name now.
Bob Phosphoric, yes.
Okay.
And he's going to make his case why he should own the Dolphins and move them to Los Angeles. Where they will be known as the L.A. Tar Pits.
Ah. Okay. Let's bring them on.
Well, it's a visual gag.
So it's not on the show. It's on the 5-Minute Football Fix.
Exactly. Our next 5-Minute Football Fix will be him calling out Stephen Ross and some of the questionable decisions that have been made there.
There's been a lot of questionable decisions.
This is my point. And continuing
on
NFL news.
My only question is with Phosphoric, what makes him... someone who can question Stephen Ross.
You know, he covers that. You actually will ask him that question.
Okay.
He's covered that.
All right.
Stephen hasn't seen this interview I compiled. But it's gold, people. It's comedy gold.
Anything else?
Yeah, we need to announce that the Miami Dolphins won something finally. They won the right to be on Hard Knocks this year. And they had something go right for them this year. Now, I don't know that this is exactly what I would want if I were them.
Yeah.
I would be looking to hide under a shellfish somewhere. That's nice
what,
blister.
That's what manual labor
Man, I'm going to start
you.
Calling you Manuel.
Manual labor.
Manny's going to be your new nickname. Because Steven works. With his hands.
I work hard for my I still got to show you, you know. Come on. After we leave the Rave Cave, come on back.
I don't have time to drive all the way there.
Come on. Just come to the house. It's going to be 5 minutes.
Buy me lunch, and then...
I'm poor. I can't buy you lunch.
I don't need much.
Sort of how... I make you a turkey. I make a great turkey sandwich, by the way.
But I gotta wait till I get to your house. I want to get to your house. I want lunch on the way.
It's 10:38.
I had breakfast at 6:45.
You told me you were sleeping till 8, man. So I can't.
I was gonna.
Because you woke up early. I can't be.
I wake up with ideas in my head, Steven.
You had breakfast.
I'm an idea man.
I haven't had breakfast.
Have you ever been dangerous? Do you know what it's like? You wake up at odd hours.
You're really going to play this whole you're dangerous thing.
Comedy is best beaten into the ground.
So Jeff is dangerous, and I'm just, so what am I going to be? Because I do not want to be dangerous.
Manny.
I do not want to be dangerous. No, I do not want to be known as manual labor.
Manuel labor.
Because I'm done. I'm done. I finished the manual labor.
You laying down a shovel?
Yeah. No, I can't, actually.
Then you're not done.
I want to be done, but I'm not. I got another.
So you want to be off the couch.
I got another 2 feet.
You want to be doing stuff.
Yes.
And I suspect you were sweating profusely while doing of this.
Trust me.
So you've been exercising.
Immensely.
Okay.
Over the last 2 weeks.
So this is good.
I've dropped 9 pounds, which Trisha's not very happy.
Yeah, no. Those of us who struggle to lose weight and actually try really hard get frustrated with Steven.
I've dropped
I'm
going to
stop drinking Pepsi, and then in 2 months I'll have lost 50 pounds.
Which, by the way, today I am having my last Pepsi. You can be a part of that. I'll make your turkey sandwich. I'll have my last
Pepsi. But I have to go to your house. I want to eat between now and then.
Oh, my God. The house is like right there.
Right there, if you don't mind changing freeways and assuming there's no traffic. Yeah, it can be in L.A.
All right.
All right, so congratulations on the Dolphins. You certainly get this. You'll be featured in Hard Knocks beginning in August.
That's just crazy.
It absolutely is insanity. But what it says is Joe Philbin is confident in what he's doing there.
Yeah, he may
Why
be confident,
else do you allow
the
this, these distractions to come in? Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Supposedly, Stephen Ross didn't even beg for this to get some attention and positive publicity.
So they wanted the Jets again. The Jets hemmed and hawed, and they said no. Jerry Jones said no thank you with the Cowboys. They went to the Redskins because they thought RG3 would be a great story. Snyder said no thank you. So then
they went to the Indianapolis Colts. I mean the Denver Broncos, because they wanted the Peyton Manning story.
They decided no distractions like that. We got a lot of work to do
and
here.
And they decided with the Colts that Andrew Luck isn't sexy enough to hold anyone's attention for a minute. So they passed on them.
And then I think the only other team that even got looked at was the Cincinnati Bengals again. But Lewis said, been there, done that.
Yeah.
No thank you. Because they wanted the whole Andy Dalton, AJ Green, got some personalities there. And then at the end of the day, all of a sudden we hear, it's the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that came out of left field.
And
I did
it's
not
like,
see that coming.
I was like, well, that's
why
a show I'm not going
to
be
Honestly,
watching.
There's a part of me that says I don't care to watch.
Don't.
I mean, seriously, they don't even – I would challenge
Who's
people.
Who's the new head coach there?
Joe Philbin.
Yeah, Philbin.
How'd I do?
You did great.
Pretty good, huh?
And who else? Look, the only personality.
Brandon Marshall.
They
traded him.
Yes. Shipped him.
He's back in Chicago. He's back with Kyle Orton.
You know, I expect to see Hard Knocks be all kumbaya. That's what all they do. I mean, they're not sexy.
The teams have a lot of editorial say over the content, but they will be challenged.
Lauren Tannehill. There's going to be a lot of that. I'll tell you that much right now.
I haven't looked up her picture. I got busy with the other Dolphins.
Yes, you did, with the Dolphins cheerleader. This just in. Oh, it's not in anymore.
Lauren Tannehill, Maxim. Hello. Holy majibi.
Is that even a word? Majibi?
Holy majibi.
Okay.
Why is it taking so long to load? Load faster! What am I on freaking dial up here?
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She is. This just in from the Chicago Bears. Apparently, they're not going to allow Devin Hester to return kickoffs anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't want that to play anymore. I wanted the booing. Where's my booing? Doggone it!
People, you can tell.
The most exciting play in football, the most exciting player to make the most exciting play in football, and we're not going to let him do it.
Well,
thanks, Lovey.
The Chicago Bears have added what they call the Devin package, where they're going to be
when we're down by two touchdowns with 6 minutes left,
more
we'll allow him to return a punt.
No. More using him in the offense.
But he doesn't catch very well.
He won't be involved in kickoffs much.
He doesn't catch passes very well, Steven.
You don't kick to Hester. And I think everybody's caught on.
Yeah,
and but
people are still dumb enough to do it. Roz lost his job, but Raheem said that he kicked to Hester. So maybe that's a bad example.
That is a bad example.
Sure, you get fired when he kicked to Hester.
The head coach isn't there anymore. Is there anything else you want to talk? Can we talk about T.O. for a moment?
Oh, Lord.
Please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a moment with Steven Miranda
Owens. I'm still trying to get T.O. to give me my autographed jersey in football. Okay?
You think now when he owes 95 women money for child support and he got asked by Drew Rosenhaus to leave him.
Really? Well,
because Drew Rosenhaus no longer represents him.
That's correct.
He's got a new agent.
Yes.
So that basically, here's how that played out to me in my mind, Steven.
Yeah.
You are in such a sorry state that Drew Rosen doesn't want to have anything to do with you, but he's not going to fire a client.
Right.
You're not going to can a client. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So, T.O., by the end of the day, if you don't release me as your agent, I will actually can you as a client because you're an embarrassment.
I'm not sure that's the way it played out.
I don't want my agency represented with you. That's my take.
Okay.
Tell me more while I look at more pictures.
Well,
of
you know,
Laura
he was on the Dr. Phil show. That was
is
super.
Dr. Phil. I saw the end last night because I was trying to watch election returns.
Okay.
And he left holding hands with a woman that looked younger than him.
Okay.
Is that his wife?
I don't know anything
you've
about
never
Dr.
Phil.
But
all you tell
I know
me
is
about
that
Dr.
T.O.
Phil.
Was on the Dr. Phil show with three of his baby moms.
What I'm going to ask you now,
T.O., what does that make you feel?
Now, I've actually found that Dr. Phil, especially with the hand gestures, I'm good at Dr. Phil. T.O., you need to stop making children with other women. That's children with women. Now, T.O., did you understand what I said, T.O.? Can I call you Terrell? No, I can't. T.O.?
Anyways, so that was pretty stupid, first of all. I don't know why he allowed...
Publicity. At one point, you got to realize, though, all publicity is not good publicity.
Yes.
At one point. This has to occur to you.
But someone has probably told him. Press is good press.
It's a common saying.
Yes.
However, it can be flawed.
That's not true.
When you're a T.O.
So he fired is the report. It's not that Drew said, fire me or I'll fire you. Owens fired his agent.
And whom did he retain as his new agent?
And he retained Jordan Woy.
Okay. I'm going to Google that right now.
W-O-Y.
W-O-Y?
Yes.
Agent. Wills and Woy Sports Group. So there you go. Meet Jordan Woy, a very nice-looking man. He's an attorney and veteran sports agent representing more than 400 professional athletes in his 25-year career.
Okay.
They've ranked him as one of the top 10 football agents in professional football industry.
Woy said, so the plan is just he's healthy at this point. He's in great shape. So we're going to go out there and visit with all 32 teams on a consistent basis. And hopefully somebody along the way will give him a shot.
Okay. So check this, too. Jordan Woy has negotiated multi-million-dollar, multi-year contracts totaling over $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Now, for Rants and Raves listeners, all they're going to want to know is what?
What's the girl?
What's the girl? They actually have it here. $300 million guaranteed dollars.
That's still a lot of money.
No, that's a lot of that's
yeah,
a lot
that's
of blame.
That's a lot of girl. That's a lot
no,
of girl.
No worries, but I'm just saying they actually know the parlance enough to say, yeah, $1 billion, but $300 million guaranteed.
So here's the deal. So I don't think 32 teams want T.O. to visit them.
Donald Driver, Flozell Adams, those are the only ones that I've ever heard of. Roy Williams. That's kind of an inauspicious group. Yeah.
I don't think 32 teams want T.O. to visit.
No, I'm certain that there is closer to 30 teams that do not want T.O. to visit.
Right.
I'll go that far. You will find the Oakland Raiders.
Why is Roy telling me that he's going to consistently visit with all 32 teams? I can tell you right now, he's not visiting with the Dallas Cowboys.
What Woy's saying is Woy will be visiting with all 32 teams because that's his job. As he represents his client. Give me the quote again.
We're going to go out there and visit.
Me and my peeps.
With all 32 teams. Is we?
Yeah.
Me and my peeps or me and Terrell?
Well, he leaves it vague. He leaves it vague.
Yeah.
His people will be talking to all the owners. Okay. Isn't that what you do for a living?
Yes.
Jordan, Woy? Oh, so you're going to do your job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. Good for T.O. We're coming up on 1 hour, Steven. Let's get out the essentials. It's time for essentials.
Well, that was essential.
No, there's so much more essentials out there.
What other essentials do you have? Because I don't have any more.
We got...
We touched it all.
T-Suggs probably got hurt playing hoops, which is what I suggested a long time ago.
We discussed that already.
But by the way, it wasn't just that he was playing pickup hoops. Well, no, but there's actually witnesses that have come forward, Steven. Yeah. He was playing in a tournament. A tournament when he got injured.
Well, that's not good.
See, people watch tournaments. That's the thing. Pickup ball, not too many people watch. But a tournament you kind of invite people to. And it was on April 29th that he got injured. And so we got that going for us. Redskins are moving their training camp to Richmond, Virginia in 2013. Want to let you know about that. And, of course, I love this one. New Orleans Saints linebacker Scott Shannell says that the NFL has completely blown the bounty scandal out of proportion. That's just how Coach talked. Okay. We've got so much. Dude, there's a lot going on. Scott Fujita, Browns linebacker, admits being in the locker room during the bounty situation.
So that said I was in the locker room? That's all he's saying?
He was there, and he heard the rant during the Niners game. And he said on Tuesday that he was escorting former teammate Stephen Gleason, who's got a dizzy ALS, and they attended the playoff game. And he had been suspended. Fujita reiterated that he feels Williams' comments were highly inappropriate. I'm not proud of the things that were said by Greg Williams, and at the same time, he's a man I respect and love playing for. So there's definitely a conflict with that, Fujita said. So it's certainly disappointing, this part of the process, yada, yada, yada. I accept responsibility. I was nominated a few years ago for a reason. I want to be part of the culture change and pushed forward to health and safety measures. So he's like, basically it was bad. Fujita's just saying it was bad. And I appreciate these guys not lying. That's what it comes up to back to, is that they're not lying. We've left out what's going on in Mission Viejo High School in a week.
What is going on in Mission Viejo High School?
Jets West.
Is it happening again this year?
It is.
Well,
have you been?
We need to call some people.
We can't. Mark Sanchez's brother is his representative, and I've already spoken to him.
Okay.
Because we talked last year, and we just missed it by a day.
Right.
Well, this year they're not permitting any media to come.
None?
You know why?
Why? Tim Tebow.
There you go. We have a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Tim Tebow's going to actually come to Jets West?
Mark has always invited all the quarterbacks and wide receivers to come, and Tim Tebow has been invited and has accepted and will be coming out here to beautiful sunny Southern California.
But I bet we could sneak in.
Well, given that I know by the train tracks there's a hole in the fence where kids used to go and smoke weed when I was in high school. I didn't. Again, yes. My resume
but
speaks for
itself. But you used to, and you're dangerous.
Now.
Oh, you're dangerous now.
Yes.
You didn't used to be dangerous.
No, I was a choir boy, Steven. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, we've heard it all before.
It's true. My existence was dull, so I have to create a false one where I'm dangerous.
Dangerous. All right.
So, so we've got that going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, Steven.
Well, too much for us to talk about,
but
I'm
going to
leave you with this question.
Why?
Ready?
Uh-oh.
Take a deep breath.
Am I going to be on the hot seat?
You are on the hot seat.
I'm not on the – you're on the hot seat. You are on the hot
we're
gonna
leave
Welcome
our.
Welcome to the hot seat.
We're going to leave our listeners with this question. Who will have a better 2012-2013 season, Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III?
Bing! What? How do you define better? QB rating? Wins?
See, you got to get technical.
Yeah, I do, because we're talking about something that's important.
Give me two categories. Wins, more passing yards, more TDs.
So three categories.
More passing yards, more TDs together.
Okay. So you can't combine passing yards with TDs, or is that one number? TDs plus your passing yards equals. So I passed for 4,000 yards but didn't complete any touchdowns. So that's 4,000. But if I complete one, it's 4,001.
You know what I mean.
You'll no, be I actually don't what you mean.
Well,
you mean,
you'll be able to see.
You're saying
where,
it'll okay. be clear. It'll be clear.
It'll be clear.
Like Cam Newton had a ridiculously
yes,
good season,
yes.
but his team sucked.
Yes.
So would you say Cam Newton had a better season than Andy Dalton, whose team went to the playoffs? This is where it gets complicated.
I would say yes. I don't believe
so. Wins will not bear as much on this waiting as will your individual performance.
Yes, yes.
So if your team sucks and you're losing constantly, and you're throwing from because you're behind in games. So be it.
But he wasn't really behind in a lot of games.
Yeah, he was frequently losing come fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So yes, they often came out to a lead. And did he? That is a myth, and somebody pointed that out. Who is it that ran that up the flagpole? Maybe someone at the 49ers was perceived as being critical of Cam Newton's season,
yeah.
and saying that well, yeah, if you're constantly playing from behind, and that was actually proven out false. That the Carolina Panthers frequently took the lead first, and he yes. was not throwing constantly.
He was not. That's what I was saying.
Yes, and I'm saying that is a myth that I would like people to get out of their brains. Yes. Rants and Raves listeners, far too savvy to buy that crap.
They're savvy.
Bag of crap.
Savvy.
Savvy.
All right. I'm gonna go with RG3. I'm gonna go with RG3.
It's going to be
looking at the Indianapolis Colts roster. It's bare.
Dude, it's
an empty
when
cupboard.
When Grandma went there, the cupboard was bare, and so the little dog went alone, went without.
Went
I don't
alone,
know how the
went,
I don't
what?
Know.
Do you know what
there,
you're saying?
There was a little dog who had a little bone, and
because he was watching too many Lauren Tannehill pictures. That's why. What? Anyways, that's all the time we have because we're starting to get dangerous, and we
screw
don't want to
you.
Do
I'm
that.
Dangerous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeffrey's starting
You're
to
nice.
Get dangerous. I am.
I'm dangerous.
I like being nice. Maybe. Sometimes. I'm a nice guy.
All right.
Sometimes.
So, that's it. We promise. Cross our hearts, hope to die, stick a needle in our eye. We will not go this long without another show. Promise.
I can't promise
we
that.
We have to.
I can't promise that.
Steven, how long has it been? 6 weeks?
Five.
It will not be that long.
It might.
It can't.
I'm going to Texas.
Oh, Lord.
I forgot to tell you about that.
Kinda.
This is all the time we have, folks.
Wow.
Jeff and I will sort this off the
air. Do you know
air.
Who you're talking to?
Who?
I'm dangerous. You don't just drop crap like that on me.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Yeah, I'm dangerous.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Bye, dangerous. I'm hungry.
Shut up! Did I tell you that Mike Graham kept teasing me during the Kings game because they were 5 seconds ahead of our feed over here in America, and he kept lying to me and telling me Kings goal just to jerk my chain when we were doing radio for 3 hours the other night?
Yes.
It was very mean.